Today, you can save big on a holiday gift you'll use every day, Raycon wireless earbuds. Raycons offer seamless Bluetooth pairing, a comfortable noise-isolating fit, and amazing audio quality. Get 20% off at buyraycon.com/Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
We took Sidney Powell seriously. We had no intention of fighting with her. We've always respected her work. But she never sent us any evidence, despite a lot of requests, polite requests, not a page. When we kept pressing, she got angry and told us to stop contacting her.
No, I didn't get angry with the request to provide evidence. In fact, I sent an affidavit to Tucker, but he was very insulting, demanding, and rude, and I told him not to contact me again in those terms.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
EUA, the Emergency Use Authorization. We will be able to distribute this all across the country.
When are you going to admit you lost?
Yes, Kevin. Yeah.
When will you admit you lost the election?
Kaylee, at what point does the president concede the race and allow for a proper transition to the Biden team?
Thank you, everyone, for the very good and substantive questions today.
Do you understand that you lost?
I don't call an accident.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
I think I had an idea with the world so divided and everybody, you know, telling him he's got to give up and time to leave and time to transition and all the rest of it. Why not name the vaccine the Trump? No, it'd be a nice gesture to him. Have you got your Trump yet? Oh, yeah, I got my Trump. I'm fine.
I am totally and completely insane. How do I stay so crazy? Crazy pills.
Unchained and unstoppable.
It's your family. It's your home. It's your table. These are all environments where you feel safe. Your safe zone is not a safe zone. Your safe zone is dangerous this year.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you are looking for ransom, I can tell you I don't have money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Your safe space is dangerous this year. It's too bad Andrew Cuomo came out with that video after Halloween. That was horrific. That was scary, listening to him basically threaten you. God.
It'd be a real shame if something should happen to that turkey in your freezer.
Yeah, I know. God. I guess de Blasio has already said he's not going to enforce that, but he's, you know, he's in a perennial urinating match with Governor Cuomo. It's like the Iran-Iraq war, isn't it? A shame they both can't lose their war. I didn't ask Sidney Powell about the problem with Tucker Carlson because I wanted to see if I could, you know, get some new information. She kind of laid it out during her interview with Maria Bartiromo this morning, as you heard in the intro. I also didn't have a chance to ask her about L. Lynn Wood. He tweeted out earlier today that a Georgia woman saw them, a shredding company, getting rid of ballots in Cobb County, Georgia. So it's going to be hard to prove fraud in Georgia, even if they can somehow get it into federal court when all the ballots have already been shredded around Atlanta, or at least in one county, Cobb County. So this is horrible. I hope she's right. She seems very very sure of herself, and 10 million votes taken from the president, 7 million votes given to Joe Biden. That's quite an accusation if it's true, and if it is true. And she also said she confirmed that that she's now hearing that the U.S. military is the one who grabbed those servers in Germany. But I don't know who's, you know, does she get them from the FBI or who's got them? Who's going to give them? Well, he did get rid of the defense secretary. Anyway, there's so much to get to. We'll be talking about it as the day goes on. 844-500-4242. We're going to put up the interview with Sidney Powell as soon as we can. We'll tweet it out and put it out on the Facebook page and the website, and we'll put it in as a podcast as well. But right now it's time for the Chump Line.
Hey, does Dominion software run on an algorithm or an algorithm?
Al Gore invented the internet. He probably invented algorithms as well. That's the name.
Boy, I can think of a worse sticker than Cuomo. How about Gropey Baker?
Gropey, what's your favorite? What part of the turkey do you lunge for, the breast or the thigh? I was glad to see that got into my column today. I thought that I was wondering if that was going to make it, but it did. I think everybody got it. I hope everybody got it. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week pointing out that while Michigan has hell, Maine has harmony. Pennsylvania has burnt cabins. Maine has unity. Arizona has why. Maine has hope. And while New Mexico has truth or consequences, Maine has freedom. No wonder we make such wicked, awesome products.
They counted it once, twice, three times my ballot.
That guy's dead, by the way. That's why they counted it three times, because he's dead.
Hi, Howie. Governor Patrick calling. What's this I hear about Rudy Giuliani looking like a fool on TV yesterday? Was he wearing short pants and sandals? We're going to be fine.
I love Rudy Giuliani, but I'll never have that problem. You will never see hair dye going down my cheek, because I don't use hair dye. God changed the color of my hair, and it would be improper and wrong for me to try to change it back to its original color.
Hey, Howie. How much commission would I get for selling Honest Howie's negative COVID test results?
I'm not sure there's a lot of money to be made in that, considering how many labs and clinics are apparently falsifying the data as it is. I think I'm going to stick to Honest Howie's French Laundry franchises, so that they can, every place in California and probably elsewhere can get a French Laundry sign to put up, and then it can't be shut down because it serves the beautiful people.
Yeah, Giuliani and Trump, they're going to find out who stole those strawberries.
Come on. This is definitely, you know what, if you want to compare a conspiracy theory to the Kane Mutiny, it would definitely be the Russian collusion hoax, not this one. There's a lot more evidence to this one.
Howie, I'm so tired of these discussions about COVID-19 and politics. Can't we have a fun day where we talk about EBT abuse, illegal aliens, and fake service animals?
I tell you, one of the rapists, I mean, this isn't a fun topic, but it is illegal aliens. One of the rapists on the Boston Common or the Boston Gardens, apparently he's an illegal alien. And but we can't get anybody to confirm it because they have no idea what his real name is or where he comes from. I guess he's not a John Doe. He's a Juan Doe. But he's an illegal alien rapist, and they won't release the information because they don't have his identity. How are they ever going to get his identity? He just snuck across the Rio Grande. There are no fingerprints. There's no birth certificate. He doesn't even have a fake Puerto Rican driver's license or birth certificate. So that's the way. I would be breaking that story if I could nail it down, but I can't.
Howie, I'm so tired of these discussions about COVID-19 and politics. Can't we have a fun day where we talk about...
Lovey, I'm rather amazed by this Dominion voting software. If they had this in Ohio in 2004, I would have been president. Would that it were.
You think that's a joke? I'm told that he still believes that. That he still is obsessed with that, and that he has never given that up. And to get back to the other point, even if they stole the 60,000 votes, he still lost by 3 million popular votes to George Bush. But all he cared about was the Electoral College. It doesn't matter if they win or lose the popular vote, as long as they get into office. That's all they care about.
We must keep the recount going strong, because what the left did is so wrong. Without cheating, they were in for a beating. It's all they had left to avoid their swan song.
Without cheating, they were in for a beating. I love that. That's your best couple of stanzas in a long time, Limerick guy.
Joe Biden calling. It's my anniversary. Wait, no, it's my birthday. Hang on, I'm opening gifts now. Oh, how thoughtful. 10%. Love, Hunter.
I thought the big guy got 50%. That one particular deal, he was just holding 10%. But Hunter said that the usual MO was 50% to the big guy. That's what he told his daughter. You never lie to your daughter, right?
You know, the only thing that could have been worse than Rudy's running hair dye would have been having Tammy Faye Baker next to him at the podium crying.
There's a name from the past, Tammy Faye Baker. I saw her once in person. I interviewed Jim Baker when I was a reporter in North Carolina. It was a strange day, but a memorable day.
Howie, Charlie Baker calling. My rules for COVID were validated by the folks in New Hampshire yesterday. The community up there will now join us in having a mask mandate because Governor Sununu folded like Chris Christie's beach chair.
My only criticism of that message is, why couldn't you have worked metrics into it? That's another one of his favorite words. And ball of wax, his new one. Ball of wax. It's the whole, metrics is the whole ball of wax. And masks.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message anytime between the hours of 1 and 5 Eastern on weekdays. And the Chump Line number, if you wish to leave such a message, is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. And if you can't get enough of the Chump Line, go to Chopped Chumps. That's our podcast where we have the messages that were left on the cutting room floor for the broadcast version of the Chump Line. Chopped Chumps is posted every evening around 7 o'clock when we leave the air, and you can find it wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, pointing out that while Michigan has Hell, Maine has Harmony, Pennsylvania has Burnt Cabins, Maine has Unity, Arizona has Y, Maine has Hope. And while New Mexico has Truth or Consequences, Maine has Freedom. No wonder we make such wicked, awesome products.
We must keep the recount going strong, because what the left did is so wrong. Without cheating, they were in for a beating. It's all they had left to avoid their swan song.
And if anyone's seen Eric Comer, please call 911. Don't attempt to take him into custody by yourself. I'm Howie Carr.
Fighting the fake news, one former Democrat stenographer with a press pass at a time. It's Howie Carr.
We can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music and not make any wrong moves.
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 Heater. Save money on your heating bills with this stylish heater that can fit on your side table or desk. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie Carr. That's one word, Howie Carr, to save $50. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What will you be doing for your Thanksgiving dinner? Cooking it, ordering takeout, or going out to eat?
I will be going out to eat.
10% say they're going out to eat, 10% say they're ordering takeout, and 80% saying they're cooking.
All right. Okay, let's have a cut. This is Nancy Pelosi, and see if you can guess the year that she said this in. Cut 11.
People must have every confidence that every vote legally cast will be legally counted and accurately counted. but constantly shifting vote tallies in Ohio and malfunctioning electronic machines, which may not have paper receipts, have led to additional loss of confidence by the public. As elected officials, we have a solemn responsibility to improve our election system and its administration. We cannot be here again 4 years from now discussing the failings of the 2008 election.
How about 16 years from now, because that was 2004, discussing the even more massive, or the real failures of the 2020 election. But now, of course, she just says nothing to see here, folks, move along. And these are all debunked conspiracy theories that you just heard Sidney Powell talking about. By the way, Nancy Pelosi met with Joe Biden, Dementia Joe, today. And Joe, in addition to being a world-class scholar, a statesman, a just all-around Renaissance guy, he's also a multilingual, not bilingual, he's multilingual. Just listen.
In my Oval Office, you're mi casa, you casa. I'm going to need you.
Mi casa, you casa. What's the matter, you? Mi casa, you casa. 844-500-4242. I want to play that Andrew Cuomo cut again, just quickly. This is creepy message that he left to everybody in New York State, and it's just so. I mean, you think the message last night that went out from the Department of Public Health in Massachusetts was nasty? That was just a text message. I mean, this was an actual voice message. Cut nine.
It's your family. It's your home. It's your table. These are all environments where you feel safe, and that is the beauty of Thanksgiving. I'm at home with my family. I'm in my safe zone. Your safe zone is not a safe zone. Your safe zone is dangerous this year. Please, love is sometimes doing what's hard. This year, if you love someone, it is smarter and better to stay away.
Stay away. Don't ask a question unless you want to know the answer to it. What the hell is wrong with that guy? Does he want his own TV show on CNN? 844-500-4242.
I thought he had that, the Smothers Brothers Hour.
Those were specials.
Oh, I see.
He wants his own series, his own sitcom series. Good Lord. He should have somebody in his office, the press person or something, say, do you really want to come across with that sinister a tone in your voice? I mean, are you planning to run for re-election for a fourth term in 2022? Are you planning to run for president in 2024? I mean, is that a way to ingratiate yourself to the electorate? I rather think not, huh? 844-500-4242. We will be back with Police Blotter Facts Friday in just a moment. I'm Howie Carr. Before I go on my daily bike ride, I look at the temperatures here in Florida and the temp in Boston.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
142-42, it's that time of the week. It's time for you know what. Dun, 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 dun.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action.
It's time for Police Blotter Facts Friday. All week, we ask you to send in your funny stories or items from your local daily or weekly newspaper, and it can be from the police column that many papers have or used to have, the police log or the police blotter, as it was called. The police department wrote it, or it can be a standalone story. And what you should do when you see a funny story involving the local constabulary, send it to grace@howiecarshow.com, grace@howiecarshow.com, or you can still fax them to us at 857-284-8864, 857-284-8864. And usually at this time of the Friday evening show, we have Grace read some of them, read the funniest ones of the week and the two winning entries as well. Grace is off today. She's been off the last couple of days. She'll be back next week. But she's not here, so it's going to be Taylor who's going to be reading it. Taylor, what will the winners get this week, the two winners?
Don't sound so excited, Howie. The winners this week will get a copy of the tell-all book of the 2016 election, What Really Happened.
All right, good.
So these are the runners-up. They do not win a prize. Lakeland man lashes stolen utility pole to his Toyota.
This is Lakeland, that would be Florida, right?
This would be in Florida, yes.
Florida man. Don't say Lakeland man. It's Florida man.
Florida. All right. A Florida man is facing theft charges after he reportedly strapped a stolen utility pole to the top of his car and drove it to a Tampa recycling facility. Is this guy related to you, Howie?
That seems rather risky to,
I don't know
to
what
do something
scrap
like that.
Price of wood
That's
is
what I was thinking.
Days. Is. How much did you think he was going to get? Florida Highway Patrol troopers were first alerted to the incident after witnesses saw 71-year-old Douglas Hatley on I-4 near mile marker 9 driving with a pole on top of his Toyota sedan. He was turned away from a recycling facility on Harney Road before troopers found Hartley, his sedan, and the stolen pole near State Road 60 and 5th Street. He was booked into the Hillsborough County Jail, charged with grand theft. It's a big pole that's strapped to the top of his car. I'm not sure how he got it there by himself.
How many empty containers of alcohol did they discover in his truck?
Well, they did accept those at the recycling facility, so they could not ascertain the number of which he had consumed.
71 years old. I was just reading a story today about a guy in Palm Beach, another Florida man, 71 years old. He passed $25,000 in bad checks down on Worth Avenue. I guess the business is so slow with the COVID that they were willing to, you know, take anybody in the store. But he was uttering a forged instrument, as they say, in the charging documents.
All right, I'm sure you saw the video that accompanies this story. Rapper, or aspiring rapper, charged after allegedly firing off a flamethrower, as we call them long-range torches in the business, atop an occupied city bus. Did you see this video, Howie?
Yes, I did.
All right. A rapper's been charged after allegedly firing off a flamethrower.
Flamethrower? They're even worse. They're even more deadly.
On top of an occupied New York City bus. Dupre G.O.D., who also refers to himself as Flame G.O.D., there's a
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you fire. I'm Flame God.
He turned himself in to police on Wednesday. He's been charged with reckless endangerment and criminal possession of a weapon. It took place on November 8th. Video of the incident went viral.
I imagine it would.
Showed Dupree jumping on the bus and firing the weapon. He said he performed the stunt to film a video tribute for the hip-hop group The Wu-Tang Clan. New York Post took his statement. He said this was an artistic expression in a controlled environment where no one was hurt. If the people that are participating in your music video and they don't know they're participating in it, it's not a controlled environment.
Yeah, you think it's a lot of fun riding a bus in New York City these days and some guy with a flamethrower drunks on the roof of the bus? Incidentally, Jay from Chelsea texted me last night after we had the guys from Cape Gunworks on, and they were talking about the flamethrowers that they have for sale.
Mm-hmm.
he pointed out to me that something I didn't realize. Did you know that brass knuckles are illegal in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts?
I did know that, yes.
So brass knuckles, you can't buy brass knuckles, but you can buy a flamethrower?
No, you can't buy a flamethrower, but you can buy a long-range torch when you have to light something from very far away. Don't be silly.
I don't understand all the laws that are on the books.
No, I don't either.
By the way, has Flame God's mom spoken out on this on her son's
SMK's? He's a good boy, a very good boy.
Thank you.
Police: nude man arrested after driving into grocery store.
The naked man drove into the grocery store?
Yes, he did.
What did he do, though? He must have had broken glass then. Did he step on the broken glass?
I don't know if he got out of the car.
Was he shod? Did he have a shod foot, as they say?
That wouldn't be a completely naked man, though.
I know. That's what I'm asking.
Columbia Falls, Montana. A man who crashed his car into a Montana grocery store and fled the scene was later arrested after running nude through a nearby retirement home. Boy, he just making the rounds that day. Look at this, Granny. The suspect was transported to a local hospital for non-injury medical issues on Thursday. He's expected to be booked after he's medically cleared. Columbia Falls Police Chief Clint Peters said his department will identify the suspect when he's booked into jail. Peters says he expects the man will face numerous charges, the Daily Interlake reported. Witnesses described the driver as approximately 40 to 50 years old with dark hair and a mustache or beard. Nobody was really looking at his face, though. The man's accused of driving through the front doors of a Super One Foods in Columbia Falls, and he continued to drive through the store before turning around and driving out the way he had entered. I think I saw a video of this one, too, but you couldn't tell who was driving. I saw a video earlier this week of somebody driving through a grocery store, like a full-size sedan. No one was injured in the store. The front doors were destroyed, and cans of Pepsi were scattered around the entrance. How many more, Mr. Speaker?
Good Lord. He was trying to beat the new limits on paper goods that are popping up again around the country.
Or maybe he was running late. I don't know what Montana's COVID restrictions are. Maybe it was 8:59 p.m. and he needed to really make a quick stop at the grocery store.
Well, it could be 8:59 in some states, but in other states, it's 9:59, Taylor, as you know. And then some states, it's 9:29, like Massachusetts. You have to be out so you can get home.
Right. But the time zone answer still goes unanswered, the question.
And by the way, tonight, if you're in Rhode Island, the COVID virus does not come out until 10:30 because it's date night number one. Date night number one and date night number two, the COVID virus doesn't attack until 10:30. The rest of the week in Rhode Island, you got to be in by 9:30 because the COVID virus will run amok.
It's good to know.
This is a public service announcement.
It's Taylor. You know, actually, it's my anniversary today, and maybe we'll go out to Rhode Island, one of our last forays out into the city of Providence before they have to lock down.
But when you cross the state line, though, you're violating the executive order.
You know how
many
executive orders I violate every day unintentionally?
I understand. I understand, but you must respect the virus, as Charlie Parker has told us several thousand times in the
last know, I can respect months. The virus at the same time disrespecting Charlie Baker and Karen Polito and Gina Raimondo. It's possible. It's not easy, but I do that so nobody else has to. Topless drunk Florida woman creates community chaos in Naples neighborhood.
Oh, my.
Thank you, George. A topless Naples woman was arrested Thursday after allegedly shouting at a neighbor and trying to hit her. Catalin Tanix. How did you know the last name on this story, Howie?
Because guess who said it to you a few moments ago?
But the
thing is, it's confused because they call her Catalin Tanix, and then they begin referring to her as young. And she's certainly not young in chronological state. I'm going to tweet.
Is Naples generally a retirement community?
No, not totally. But there are a lot of people from Boston around Naples and Fort Myers. That's on the other side of the state.
Isn't Catalan a kind of plastic that they used during World War II?
I don't know about that, but I just tweeted out the picture of Catalan, and parental discretion is advised before you see this picture. Ooh. But the reason her eyes are tell the people why her eyes are so screwed up.
Well, she was arrested around 8 p.m. after a neighbor says she came onto her property and was yelling at her. Neighbor told deputies Young was yelling at her, saying racial slurs, and tried to swing on her. The neighbor then pepper sprayed Young, who was found with red, swollen eyes by deputies.
As you can see from the mugshot.
Let me take a look here, because I didn't get to see the photo. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Apparently, this is nearly a nightly occurrence, according to that this woman who... you'd think they'd have her name straight if it's a nightly occurrence. Catalan Tanix, or Catalan Tanix Young, or Catalan Young, or whatever the hell her name is.
That is a hard 51 years. Hoo boy. She was also found unclothed on her top half. Probably nobody wanted to see that. All right, man running from police on domestic violence call, hit by train and killed, police say.
Thank you, Ted. By the way, someone just pointed out that last story was nipples in Naples.
Ah! A man running from police who were called to investigate a domestic dispute was struck and killed by a train in Miami Shores. These are all Florida stories.
I wonder why that is.
Do they have any? They must have big freight trains down there.
They sure do. I get stuck on one every morning when I'm driving down to Boca.
Miami-Dade police spokesman Christopher Welch said when Miami Shores police arrived at a business parking lot at Northeast 90th Street, a man and woman were inside a vehicle. After speaking with the couple, officers said they noticed visible marks on the woman. Of course, that's not funny. None of this is really funny, but very ironic that this guy would, you know, fall down in the prime of his life. Before the man in the vehicle could be taken into custody, he fled west toward the train tracks. It wasn't clear where the man was struck, but yellow tarp covered what appeared to be body parts on the track two blocks north.
It really doesn't matter if you get hit by a freight train or a commuter rail.
It doesn't matter where you're gone.
It's over.
Exactly. It doesn't matter where on your body you were struck. Just that you were struck. We may have a few more runners up after the break, and we'll do the winners as well. But before we go to the break, we just want to let you know that Police Blotter Facts Friday is brought to you by Pianodosi Baking Company, celebrating over 100 years in baking excellence. They make fantastic stuff. It's the perfect time of year if you're going to have a big Thanksgiving feast that we're not going to tell anybody about. You want to make sure you pick up some Pianodosi French rolls or whatever kind of bread you can find at your local supermarket with a Pianodosi label on it. It is delicious.
You know, one of my favorite all-time Bob Dylan songs, It Takes a Lot to Laugh.
It takes a train to cry.
I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on Twitter, at Howie Carr Show. You won't regret it.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
You see them sometimes, walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Howie Carr is back.
You know, Sidney Powell said millions of dead people voted in the election. How about zombies? Do we have any exit polls about how the zombie population voted? Anyway, it's time for the winners in Police Blotter Facts Friday and maybe one or two more runners-up. Taylor is here filling in for Grace on Police Blotter Facts Friday, but for next week, send everything to Grace at HowieCarshow.com or the fax 857-284-8864. Taylor, what else have you got?
Well, before we get to the rest of the runners-up and the winners, I also want to remind folks of Howie Carr's stocking sampler. You can get that at HowieCarshow.com. You can either click store or you can click the beautifully designed banner at the top of the page. Whoever put that together did a top-notch job. And you can just select a size. We'll throw in two T-shirts and two books by Howie Carr. And it's a great selection. It's a great deal, $19.99. That's a savings of at least $50. And you can get that for yourself or for the Howie Carr Show fan in your life. All right.
Incidentally, Taylor, the Miami Shores guy who was hit by a train, he was an innocent man. He was railroaded.
Oh, that's great. All right. This is a runner-up. Festus Mobile homeowner reports linoleum stolen off the floor.
Linoleum was stolen.
42-year-old.
I think
Festus,
that's what's called,
man,
petty larceny. Linoleum.
Yeah, crimes don't get lower than this.
How much does linoleum cost these days?
Well, according to the homeowner, or the mobile homeowner, $700.
He must have had a double wide.
He came home one night after several weeks and discovered someone had stripped the linoleum off his floor and stolen it. He noticed the front door kicked in and the linoleum on the floor was gone. He had been out of town for 3 weeks. The thief pulled it up. It's the weirdest thing, said the homeowner.
When I was in college, I lived in a trailer for 2 years. Taylor, never had that problem. No one ever broke in and stole my linoleum. Of course, I was never gone for 3 weeks.
All right, these are the winners. Ponzi scheme suspect flees into Lake Shasta using underwater sea scooter. A man wanted for his role in an alleged $35 million Ponzi scheme was arrested
I guess he could afford a mini submarine,
right? Yeah, it must
have
been something like
$35 million.
The Lotus Esprit in Thunderball or whatever. Remember that?
Right, I do. That's what I was thinking of, a James Bond movie.
Matthew Piercy spent nearly 30 minutes in frigid Lake Shasta using the Yamaha 350 Li submersible device before he eventually resurfaced and was handcuffed.
He got 30 minutes in the lake, and now he's going to get 30 years in Club Fed.
At least he had a nice swim before he got put in the slammer. All right, and here's the final winner. Florida man on LSD tackles Disney security guard at Animal Kingdom. Years worth of jokes and boasts about visiting Disney whilst tripping. We're thinking especially of a Simpsons episode where Lisa Simpson had a bad trip. Have come to fruition. Unlike the Disneyland Paris visitor last year who took some LSD and simply got naked and went for a wander, James Arvid, 19 years old, was arrested after tackling a security guard at Dinoland USA last month. That's one of my favorite parts of the park. Arvid later admitted to authorities that he was on LSD at the time. The arrest report describes Arvid as sneaking up on the uniformed security guard from behind, tackling him and putting him in a headlock. Park visitors then intervened and subdued Arvid until authorities arrived.
LSD and Wild Kingdom mixed together. What could possibly go wrong?
It's the most magical place on earth.
Thank you, Taylor. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.